Good morning. Here are the top 5 stories from the Miami Herald. First, the weather. Look for less of a rain chance over the next few days, with afternoon highs in the 80s. Let's get things started with COVID. Cases are surging in the Miami area. The percent of local positive tests has increased fourfold since April, and that's likely an undercount due to at-home testing. The 7-day positivity rate average rose to 22%. That's up from a 5% rate on April 8. The latest number is nearing the rates at the height of the Omicron surge in January, when positivity scaled 35%. Miami-Dade's mayor acknowledged the rising case counts and positivity rates, but said county residents are in a better position to weather the surge as a result of their vaccinations. In food news, Miami is now home to many Michelin stars. The world's most famous international restaurant rating guide bestowed its coveted stars on restaurants in Florida for the first time. Orlando and Tampa. Miami emerged with 10 one-star restaurants and one with a 2-star rating, L'Atelier de Joël Robuchon in the Design District. Michelin also named 19 Bib Gourmand restaurants in Miami, a designation that recognizes great food at a great value. These are spots where a diner can eat 2 courses and have a glass of wine or dessert for under $49. For more on where to eat around town, go to miami.com. In cruise news, Virgin Voyages won't debut a 3rd ship with the planned maiden voyage in August. That has caused cancellations for thousands of passengers. Instead, the Plantation-based cruise line said the Resilient Lady will start sailing sometime in the spring of 2023. The new ship is ready, but will stay in an Italian shipyard until it eventually sails. Virgin named a staffing shortage and supply chain repercussions for the delay. Passengers will be contacted and offered refunds and credits for future cruises. In Surfside, a federal investigation into the Champlain Towers South Building collapse won't conclude until 2024. Investigators say they have ruled out nothing. That's according to the engineer overseeing the investigation by the National Institute of Standards and Technology. A timeline of the probe released at a public meeting said a draft report could be published during the 2024 federal fiscal year, which runs from October 2023 to September 2024. A final report on the June 2021 condo collapse may come out around the end of that period. And finally, a man strolling around a Florida motel after midnight made the mistake of assuming a dark shape in the bushes was a dog. He pulled back to find a 7-foot alligator attached to his leg. The attack happened this month at the Warm Mineral Springs Motel in Northport, Florida. The 49-year-old victim survived the attack and was taken to Sarasota Memorial Hospital in Venice. Investigators say a deputy was near the motel on another call when he heard the man yelling that he had been bitten. The deputy then called for assistance. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com. And stay healthy.